Time for Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. And on today's show, I'll be talking with Aaron Fader of the Alma Afrobeat Ensemble, which I keep having trouble saying. They're going to be at the Cowboy Monkey in downtown Champaign on Saturday night. Also on Saturday at Mackinac Valley Vineyards, a band called Loose Shoes. And I'll be talking with one of their founding members, Dr. Eric Reinertsen, in a matter of moments here on Live and Local.
Oh, well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friend Sam acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such a luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hey, hey. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heartbeat so scares me to death. When she touches my hand, and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano in its height. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, hey, hey. My tongue gets tired when I try to speak. My inside shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and a love so fine. She touches my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano on its height. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, hey.
You just heard a tune that I'm willing to bet you've heard of, but I bet you don't know who sang it, although you think you do. It's All Shook Up, and to introduce it, I'm going to introduce to you the leader of, the original organizer of a band called Loose Shoes, based in Pekin, Illinois. They're going to be at Mackinac Valley Vineyard this Saturday evening, starting at 7 o'clock. Eric Reinertsen plays guitar with the group, and is a obstetrician gynecologist as well. Thanks for joining us on Live and Local.
Thank you, Kevin.
So, who was singing? It wasn't Elvis, was it?
No, I don't believe he actually did the original.
he didn't do the original either?
Well, I'm not really sure. Some of these go back quite a ways, so I'm not really sure if Elvis did or not. But in the version that we recorded, it's our lead singer, Brian Benassi.
And he does a nice job of impersonating. Did he intend to impersonate, or is that just what he sounds like?
No, that's just his natural singing voice.
Pretty good. That works for that song, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So the name Loose Shoes, where does that come from?
It was kind of funny coming up with that. A former member, Dr. William Bond, who's a local eye surgeon in the area, he had come up with this. He was a keyboard player for us, and he's on a sabbatical right now. But it was just a connection he had in his brain. I'm originally from North Dakota, and the North Dakota connection that he had was Secretary of Agriculture, Earl Butts. And it's kind of a risque comment that actually got Mr. Butts fired. And so this was part of that comment.
So I guess people can look it up if they want to know the rest of the story.
That's what I would do. They could just Google Earl Butts and they'll probably find it.
So how was it that you had this idea to start what you're calling, or at least calling now, a variety band?
I moved to the Pekin, Illinois area in 1998 and joined a group of physicians here. And we were having office parties that would be like around Christmas time and then maybe in the summertime. And being a musician, I played in lots of bands before here, and I decided to maybe throw just a few people together. I just ran into several people that were musically inclined, and we started with a smaller group and just kind of played at the parties, and then it took off from there.
And just gradually added more singers and a bunch of horn players.
Exactly. It seemed like as I as we moved away from the office thing, we I kind of found various people just throughout my daily activities that were musicians, and you know, they decided to just jam with us, and that was about, you know, 1999 or 2000, right in there.
And are there any professional musicians in the band?
Nobody does this on a professional basis at this time. We all do this as a hobby, and we all have full-time jobs. However, Randy Coates, our bass player, did do this professionally. He was a bass player in a variety of different bands in the Central Illinois area back in the 70s, and he did this gigging professionally all through the week. It was his full-time job.
And otherwise, it's an avocation. And you mentioned another medical doctor on leave currently. Are there other medical doctors in the group right now?
Yeah, one of our other lead singer, Dr. Adrian Cordoba, he is a radiologist, and he works out of the Bloomington area.
And what are some of the other professions represented in the band?
Well, our other lead singer, Brian Benassi, owns a roofing company, very well known in our area. And we have Caterpillar executives over here, and electricians, computer specialists. So we have quite an array of different people.
And do they bring with them an array of musical taste and help determine what it is the band's going to play?
Yeah, we're fairly democratic about it, about song selection. Initially, I would pretty much select all the songs, but it's based upon classic rock. Most of us like classic rock the best, and so we want to play something we would like to listen to. And so now I take input from everybody, and since I have to organize all the rehearsals and get all the material together, we just make a priority list and run down that.
Well, of course, All Shook Up, I would say, comes under classic rock. Not sure about this next one, though. Let's play it and then talk about it afterwards. You're listening to the Loose Shoes Variety Band, who are going to be playing at Mackinac Valley Vineyard Saturday night, starting at 7 o'clock.
Down, 'cause baby, I wanna hit the town. Call me, I'm gonna shake you up
all night,
rock you all night long.
All right.
Oh, baby, you got something going on. Call me,
Pennsylvania 659.
Write it down,
oh yeah,
in your book,
oh yeah,
on your wall.
Call me,
Pennsylvania 659. I'll write it down,
always been disconnected, honey.
So that was a tune that I recognize from, I don't even know what era it comes from, but I wouldn't call it classic rock. And it was played here by Loose Shoes Variety Band, who make a bit of a specialty of doing classic rock covers and also songs from the 40s. My guest on this portion of Live and Local is one of the guitarists in the band, Eric Reinertsen. So songs like that creep in your repertoire, and I guess that's part of, I assume that's part of how you end up getting called a variety band instead of a classic rock cover band.
Yeah, I would say that we actually cover some of those tunes that the Brian Setzer Orchestra has covered. And he's, you know, more contemporary than the 40s, but he's redone those with a large brass band. And since we have a full complement of horns, that sets us apart from a typical classic rock band and leads to other song choices, such as some of the Chicago tunes and so forth.
Yeah, I noticed you had a couple of tunes from the band Chicago. In fact, I think we're going to go out with one in a little while. I'm glad you mentioned Brian Setzer, because I was actually thinking of him with the next tune, although I don't know if it's one that his band did or not, Zoot Suit Riot.
Yeah, it's not a Brian Setzer tune. That is a Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Oh, who is that?
They were really fairly big in the 90s, and they have a large repertoire of original tunes like that that cover these horn swing tunes. Very good stuff. They've got several albums. And
Cherry Poppin' Daddy, is that, that's another good reference you probably don't want to talk about too much.
Yeah, well, I wasn't involved in that name selection.
Do you use other bands' arrangements? Like you mentioned Brian Setzer, do you get his arrangements or do you just make up your own?
Lately, we've been trying to do most of our arranging on our own. There are a few arrangements we've had arrangers set forth for us that are more complicated horn work. But lately, we're trying to do some of our own horn arrangements.
Well, let's listen to this one. It's a lot of fun. It's called Zoot Suit Riot with the Loose Shoes Band out of... You're based in Pekin still?
Yes.
And they're going to be playing at Mackinac Valley Vineyard on Saturday.
Sailors and they're on leave, hats and chains and swinging hands. Who's your daddy? Yes, I am. Fat cat came to play. Ah, you can't run fast enough. You best stay away when the pushes come to shove. Oh, Zoot Suit Riot,
oh, yeah.
Throw back a bottle of beer. Oh, Zoot Suit Riot,
oh, yeah.
A bullet comb through your cool black hair. Oh, Zoot Suit Riot,
oh, yeah.
Throw back a bottle of beer. Jitterbug and brown-eyed man, straight cat fronting out an eight-piece band. Dug me and Sammy and you'll understand, in my veins time music ran. Got me in a sway, yeah, and I want you swinging, dog. Now you sailors know where your women come for love. Zoot Suit Riot,
I'll
throw back a bottle of beer. Zoot Suit Riot, a bullet comb through your black hair. Thank you.
Rosaya, Rosa Suze. Hey, how do you? Say, say, say. Rosaya, ya, ya. Rosa Suze. Zezo, zezo. Day, day, day. Oh, you got me in a sway. Yeah, and I want you swinging, dove. Now you sailors know.
It was called Zoot Suit Riot, which really is kind of a riot, played here by Loose Shoes, a variety band that's going to be given a concert on Saturday at 7 o'clock, Mackinac Valley Vineyard. My guest on this portion of Live and Local is Eric Reinertsen, who's, I guess, a co-founder of the group and a guitarist. You got, at least three guitarists in the band. Do you all play at the same time? I mean, are you generally on the gigs at the same time, or do you alternate?
No, we all play at the same time. One of our lead singers also plays acoustic guitar, so there's two full-time guitarists, and we will bounce rhythm and lead sections off. You know, we'll alternate those.
So are you a lead guitarist or a rhythm guitarist?
I cover both. I'm actually a bassist, but I don't do that in this band except for a couple of songs. You can imagine we had a lot of people go through this band, and to get to this lineup, which has been fairly stable for about the last 6 years. And as people come through, you know, people had to do different things to fill in. And originally I, you know, was playing bass for a while, and that's what my main instrument has been, but I've tried to step it up to do six-string guitar. Lead is a natural carryover from bass.
Now, why is that? That surprises me. I wouldn't have necessarily thought that.
Yeah, well, for me, it's a single-note kind of playing style rather than a chord structure and keeping a rhythm. It's single-note. I'm used to walking bass lines and so forth, and so that fit really fairly naturally for me. Also, I can hear it better when I'm trying to learn a song by ear. I can hear the lead easier than I can hear a rhythm part.
So you're going to hear a horizontal melody more than a vertical harmony.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I have the same issue for that, for what it's worth, but I don't play either bass or guitar. I used to play bass. But that's been a long, 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 long time. We used to have a band here in Champaign-Urbana called Medicare 7, 8, or 9, and they were called that because you never knew how many of them were going to show up at a gig. And I was reading that that's a bit true for Loose Shoes as well.
Yes, it still happens for us. You know, we have 9 fairly steady people right now, and as you can imagine, we're all professionals and do this as a hobby, so occasionally there's going to be a conflict, and so we've tried to adapt to that. If someone's going to be missing, we try to fill in their spot, and we have enough songs in our repertoire to be able to make adjustments to cover that.
What kind of gigs do you typically play? Is this one typical or not necessarily at the Vineyard?
The Vineyard is actually one of our favorite gigs. It's a wonderful venue. We have up to 1,000 people come out. It's a great setting for that, and that is what we like to do. Our major things are outdoor events. We have played some benefits. These typically outdoor settings are really what we like to do. We do have a couple of clubs we play in the Pekin area periodically, but we're not really a bar band. We like the outdoor events and private parties. That's what we do best.
So does that suggest that you're a little less active in the cooler months?
Actually, yeah. The cooler months we may do more of our indoor gigs, private parties, and a couple of clubs that we play. Those are going to be more in the winter months. The summer is loaded typically with outdoor stuff.
So where else can folks hear you after this Saturday?
We will be playing at the Willits Winery in Manitou on September 23rd. That'll be, I believe, our next gig coming up. And then you can catch us at Goodfellas in Pekin. There will be a couple of gigs there that'll be public events. Our list is on our website, looseshoesrocks.com. We have our whole calendar on there.
And also on your Facebook page.
And on the Loose Shoes Facebook page. Yeah, always looking for new friends. And we have a lot of people that come to watch us.
Well, the band sounds great, and it sounds like it's got to be a lot of fun to go out and hear you, especially at a setting like you're going to be at on Saturday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We kind of got rained out in June. We did play out there at the same venue in June, but there was a storm system came through, so a lot of people, appropriately stayed home. We got a little bit wet, but we're looking for a really good Saturday night.
Well, I hope you have one. It's Eric Reinertsen with us on Live and Local, guitarist and founder of Loose Shoes, a variety band in Pekin. They're going to be at Mackinac Valley Vineyard Saturday starting at 7 o'clock. Website again is looseshoesrocks.com or they're on Facebook as well. Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, and we'll go out with a good old Chicago tune from the band Chicago. Seems appropriate enough for their Saturday gig. It's called Saturday in the Park.
Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July.
That was the Loose Shoes Variety Band from Pekin, Illinois, featuring our guest for this portion of Live and Local, Eric Reinertsen, who's their founder and one of the guitarists. And they're going to be playing at the Mackinac Valley Vineyard Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And you're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Also Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock in Champaign, a group called Alma Afrobeat Ensemble. And in a few minutes, I'll be talking to their leader, who spent a lot of time here in Champaign-Urbana, Aaron Fader, in just a minute. Our broadcast today on FM 90.9 is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. My guest on this portion of Live and Local is Aaron Fader, who is founder and leader of a group called Alma Afrobeat Ensemble, who are based in Barcelona, Spain, although he has spent a lot of time in Champaign-Urbana at the University of Illinois. We just heard a tune of theirs called Yoruba, and they are going to be giving their, it says here, the only USA show of 2011 here in Champaign, Saturday at Cowboy Monkey in downtown Champaign. And Aaron is with me on the phone right now from Chicago. Thanks for joining us.
Ah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
So your parents are up there?
Yeah.
And you've been down here quite a bit, undergrad, master's, doctorate. But I would have expected in music, and you told me they're all in Spanish or something affiliated with Spanish.
Yeah. Actually, they were, you know, the undergrad. I studied plenty of music there at the music department at U of I, which is actually a fantastic music department. And the further away I get from Champaign, the more I appreciate the music program there, actually, and the whole music scene and everything else. But yeah, everything else was in Spanish because I figured I'd need to have a job sometime, so that was kind of a good way to stay within the kind of educational community and stuff.
What did you imagine you would do when you were here doing this, particularly when you started as an undergrad?
I had no idea. When I started undergrad there, I just wanted to play music, play basketball at IMPE, and study languages, I guess.
And then when you finished up, did you have any better idea?
No, not really. Actually, the U of I, the Spanish department, had a program where they send a person to be a visiting professor at the University of Barcelona, one person each year, and I was lucky enough to get that. And that kind of paved the way for me. You know, education is a wonderful thing to work in, especially if you want to combine it with other passions in life, such as music. I think it's one of the few careers where it's kind of mutually beneficial, I think. You can be a teacher and you can be a musician, and both of those two things can really play off each other and combine well to help you professionally in both ways.
So are you still both of those things?
I am. I'm an underpaid university teacher at the University of Barcelona and an underpaid musician in Barcelona as well.
And what are you teaching as an underpaid teacher?
Ironically enough, English in the School of Education. English for future primary school teachers, as well as I also give classes for current University of Barcelona professors who are preparing to start to have to give classes in English.
So this is it sounds like a modification on English as a second language.
Yeah, it is. I guess there it would be English as a foreign language just because it's not here. But if I were to return back to the U.S., I would probably teach Spanish, to high school or university kids, as well as English as a second language.
Right, so just reverse the whole thing in a
Pretty
way.
Pretty much, you know. What is it? Necessity is the mother of invention. So.
And when did the Alma Afrobeat Ensemble get going?
I guess it must be about 7 years ago, maybe 7 or 8 years ago in Champaign when I was doing my PhD there. And we just started together really with horn players from the jazz school, a bass player, Dr. Brad Decker, who did his PhD in music composition at U of I and is now a professor at Eastern Illinois, I believe. And we just kind of pieced together the band from all these wonderful musicians that are in Champaign-Urbana, because there really are a lot of them.
So was it a pretty small ensemble at that point, or was it similar to what you've got now?
It was pretty similar. We started big just because the nature of the Afrobeat music, you know, started by Fela Kuti in Nigeria in the late 60s. It's always big because you got to have, you know, you got to start with your typical, you know, drums, bass, guitar, but you really got to try to have two guitars. You need multiple percussionists. You know, the woodblock and the shaker play a really central role. So ideally, you have at least one person on shaker, one on woodblock, plus another percussionist, plus the drummer. And then you add in a horn section, and, you know, it adds up real quickly.
So what is that instrument you were saying?
The shaker.
How do you spell that?
S-H-E-K-E-R-E. It's the big, round gourd with plastic, balls around it, like a net or a web of plastic balls that you just kind of shake.
I probably have seen it, but I don't think I've ever heard the term before.
I'm sure there's other terms for it as well. The African term is a shekere. I'm not sure in Afro-Cuban music might have a different term for it, but I know in Ghana and Nigeria it's the shekere.
So how would you define Afrobeat?
Well, it's the it's got to be the music that was started by Fela Kuti, because he was the first person. He coined the term. He came up with the concept, which was he visited a lot. He studied, Fela was from Nigeria. He studied music in London for a while. And then in the late 60s, maybe 68, 69, he went to L.A. and came in contact with James Brown. So when he found James Brown, that's when he really got his love for the horns and those kind of angular funk guitar lines. And he combined that with the percussion and the rhythm section of high life music, which was the dance music from Nigeria and Ghana. And he kind of combined all that with real liberal politics, because his mother was, I think it was his mother, he came from a very distinguished family in Nigeria. And his mother was quite a political activist, so he was kind of born into this bloodline of political activism plus being a musician. And, you know, nowadays you see bands like Antibalas from New York, who are actually the backing band for Fela, the musical, which has been on Broadway now for maybe over a year already, something like that. And you got a band called Nomo from Michigan, who's really great. And so the current scene is really vibrant.
Is that there used to be a, I'm sure there still is a show that that used to run in Chicago when WBEZ was doing music shows called Afropop Worldwide.
Well, the Afropop is a little more generalized, actually. But yeah, Afropop, they cover Afrobeat, they cover highlife, sukus, pretty much any type of music from whatever part of, usually sub-Saharan Africa. They don't tend to include music from the Arab-speaking countries. They tend to kind of classify as North African. But yeah, Afropop Worldwide, they gave us a really nice review of our CD, actually, which was quite an honor, because that's really the big name in world music is Afropop.
Well, I mean, that was essentially my question, which you answered, which is if Afrobeat and Afropop are interchangeable terms, and not really.
Afrobeat is a subgenre of Afropop. Afropop is kind of used to distinguish between what would be traditional music, you know, which is centuries old, versus the newer version. Because a lot of people, when they think about African music, they think about drums, and kind of, you know, rural things like that, whereas the Afropop and everything else is quite modern. We're talking about electric guitars and horns, and that's been going on since the 1950s. I mean, a lot of it started similar to what happened in Jamaica. You know, you have the advent of American rock and roll in the 1950s, and you have, just like in Jamaica with ska and the early Bob Marley stuff, where you hear him doing those 1950s, you know, kind of pop, you know, candy tunes. The same thing happens in Africa, and they put their own twist on it as well.
Well, let's give another listen to your group, Alma Afrobeat. Do you say Alma or Alma?
Either Alma.
Either.
Say Alma.
Alma Afrobeat Ensemble, and we're talking with Aaron Fader, who is the founder of the group, currently living in, well, not living, but visiting parents in Chicago for this month before he goes back to Barcelona. But in between times, the group will be down here at Cowboy Monkey and Champagne on Saturday for a show that starts at 10 o'clock, one night only. And so this really is your only U.S. show of 2011?
Yeah. You know, it's a lot of effort to put together the show, especially because I come back just on vacation, but then it's, I don't know, the self-serving aspect of doing a concert is always appealing, and people in Champagne, they're always asking us to play, so I kind of call up the old musicians who are still in Champagne, and we get some new guys together and just get together for a long night of dancing and fun.
Well, speaking of dancing, the singer who takes the lead on our next song, you told me, is not only a bit of a singer and rapper, but also a wonderful dancer.
Wonderful dancer. Baba Gaye, who's from Senegal, who unfortunately could not come with us for this trip. It's just me plus the musicians in Champagne, but he's a wonderful dancer. If you go on YouTube and search for our band, you can see some videos from a festival we played 10 days ago, actually, and you see Baba in his full Senegalese dress just dancing and just bringing wonderful energy to the stage.
So this tune is called Kuja. You said it's one of your first songs. Where does the name come from?
I prefer not to say.
All right, well, then don't. It's the Alma Afrobeat Ensemble. The tune is called Kuja here on Live and Local.
This poem. Generation, my people, this poem to the man of the past, living on the present, walking on the future. Kuja. Kuja. My poem. We'll be right back.
my generation, my people. This poem to the man of the past, living on the present and working on the future. This poem.
The tune is called Kuja and played by the Alma Afrobeat Ensemble here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. They're going to be at the Cowboy Monkey in Champaign. And while we were listening to that, my guest Aaron Fader did tell me what Kuja comes from, and I thought it was kind of funny. So why don't you share it with our listeners?
Well, actually, one of the guitar lines that actually you can't hear so much on the tune anymore, but it was adapted from the Bob Marley tune, Could You Be Loved? And so we titled it Kuja, but it turns out Kuja is also an herbal remedy that, when we looked up online, is an herbal remedy used to treat, I think, stress and other things like that in the kind of new age alternative medicine as well.
Well, actually, that works really well.
It does.
It's hard to be stressed out listening to this music, I think. Although this next tune is a little more somber. I don't know if somber is maybe too strong a word, but this is one of a number of tunes that you have that are named after places. This one's called Mali. And there's been a lot of, quite a number of really fine musicians come out of there. Talk about this tune a little bit. Why the name and what are some of the influences?
Well, the name, it's kind of a misnomer to a certain degree. I called it Mali because the main guitar line to me kind of felt like an Ali Farka Touré type of thing, using a lot of open strings for the main feel, but then the melody is actually much more based on Ethiopian music from the golden age of the 70s and things like that. So I actually wrote it when I was in France visiting friends for a while, and I don't remember what happened. It just kind of came to me, kind of bizarre minor key diminished chord structure, and I don't know, it was just, sometimes it's kind of difficult to put names to instrumental music. I like to give names to the ones that don't have lyrics. I like to just kind of give them names that reflect the feeling that I have when I'm writing it, or at least playing it. So that's where that one came from.
But there is a traditional rhythm going on here.
Yeah. There's a traditional rhythm that you find actually all over Africa. Our drummer, Kwame, he insists that this rhythm was from his town, his pueblo in Ghana, but then if you listen to music from across the continent, from other countries, you hear it there as well. It's in 12, it's a kind of it's a very unique rhythm. It's a variation of the clave, and it comes from all over the place. Actually,
people do like to lay claim to things, and you might as well let them, because other people are going to do the same thing.
Oh yeah,
too.
Exactly. You know, I mean, there's a slightly different feel depending on where it comes from. And Kwame is almost 30 years my senior. No, 20 years my senior. So I'm not going to argue too much with him.
There you go. Besides, as a drummer in your band, he's going to lay down the beat. So
exactly.
You better be nice to him.
Exactly.
The tune is called Mali. It's by the Alma Afrobeat Ensemble. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. You're listening to the Alma Afrobeat Ensemble here on Live and Local. They're going to be playing at the Cowboy Monkey in downtown Champaign Saturday night starting at 10 o'clock. It's the only chance that anybody in the United States gets to hear them this year. And my guest is leader of the band and founder. I mean, you are the leader of the band, right? Is that fair?
Yeah, by default, because if I don't do it, no one else will.
Yeah, that's how things go, isn't it? Aaron Fader is his name. Spent a lot of time here in Champaign at the University of Illinois making music and also studying for his various degrees. And you said that the group that's going to be here is mostly folks who are in Champaign. Does that mean it's not really your European lineup? So none of the folks came over here?
Well, from the European formation of the band, there's just myself, actually. And then in Champaign is more faithful, actually, to the original lineup of the group, because we have two of our original percussionists, original drummer, bass player, Dr. Brad Decker. So it's interesting, kind of, when you look at the evolution of the group moving from one place to another. Since it's mostly my compositions and my leadership, a lot of it's quite similar, but at the same time, what I really enjoy, and this is where it really has a really jazzy aspect, in that the different musicians can kind of take the songs in different ways, because we have a lot of improvisation. The rhythms and the grooves are very authentic, and they're very heavily based on the origins of Afrobeat, but the improvisation of what happens inside the tunes is very much in the jazz tradition, in that it's really quite open for the most part, and that's why try to surround myself with great horn players and a great rhythm section, so they can really kind of leave their own stamp on the music.
Well, before we go into our last tune for the show, do you want to talk a little bit about your newest CD?
Well, we released our full-length album called Two Bob Soul. That, I think, it's been out over a year now, so it's relatively new. It's been getting, well, it's gotten plenty of great reviews. Afropop really enjoyed it. The other day we actually just got a review from the Vanguardia, which is one of the big newspapers in Barcelona and in Spain. They've really enjoyed it. So we've gotten good reviews from actually kind of all over the globe. And we're actually preparing to release a CD of remixes of a bunch of those songs that in Europe will be out in September. In the U.S. will be out in December, but it'll be available for download on iTunes and all those things in September as well. And for that, we just gave the tracks to a bunch of DJs that we really enjoy and kind of gave them free artistic reign to do whatever they want. Mm. So some of them ended up with like a dubstep, electronic feel. Other ones have kind of a classic hip-hop feel. Others are just bizarre. So that's been really exciting, too, to kind of see your own creative efforts creatively redone. So that's been fun as well.
What does the title mean, Two Bob Soul?
Well, Two Bob is a term used in different countries in Africa, referring to the white people, actually. Not in a derogatory fashion, but just kind of in a descriptive fashion. And we thought soul was appropriate as well, since Alma, the name of the band, means soul in Spanish. And so, yeah, we thought it was an appropriate name for first album, because it's really a mixture of different cultures. Our band members, the people on the album, I think we have people from five continents. We have Africa, we have Europe, we have South America, North America. So I guess just four continents.
Well, that's pretty good representation.
Yeah, it is.
It's Aaron Fader here with us on Live and Local. He's leader of the band called Alma Afrobeat Ensemble. And referring to their new CD, well, their one CD called Two Bob Soul. And they're going to be at the Cowboy Monkey in downtown Champaign this Saturday at 10 o'clock. For more information on the group, you've got a couple of websites. I see one is almaafrobeat.com.
Exactly. That's probably the best way, that or on Facebook. There's a MySpace, but, you know, MySpace is harder and harder to use and gets more and more frustrating by the day.
Let's go out with one. Is this on the CD called South Africa?
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit more of a simple song versus the other ones, but we needed to have a happy song on the album. And the time I wrote it, I was really listening to a lot of Hugh Masekela, who I got to see recently out in Barcelona, actually, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So it's a song that people tend to qualify as reggae, but it's actually not reggae. It's more in the South African tradition.
Aaron, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I hope to see you on Saturday.
It's the Alma Afrobeat Ensemble on Live and Local. To the Alma Afrobeat Ensemble here on Live and Local. Besides their performance on Saturday night at the Cowboy Monkey in Champaign, here are some other things you can go out and see and hear live over the next couple of days. The Woody Woodward Organ Trio is at the Iron Post in Urbana this evening at 5 o'clock. At Jim Gould's in Champaign at 6 o'clock tonight, it's the Maurice McKinley Quartet with Olivia Flanagan. Donnie Heitler has his weekly solo piano jazz gig at the Great Impasta in Urbana. That's tonight at 6 o'clock. It's the weekly live traditional Irish music session at Bentley's Pub in Champaign. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. The Insurgent Theater Group at the Independent Media Center in Urbana presents a play called In the Belly. That is at 8 o'clock tonight. The Aduki Duo plays jazz at Reality Bites in Bloomington this evening at 6 o'clock. The Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project plays at The Landing in Peoria tomorrow evening at 7. is Eddie Shaw and the Wolfgang at Central Park in Decatur tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Los Guapos play Afro-Cuban music at Wines at the Pines in Urbana tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. The Dan Pearson Trio is at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. At McGillicuddy's in Galesburg, it's Nikki Whitaker-Malley and the Cherry Street Combo tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. Also, the Larry Hams Trio playing jazz at Basta O'Neill's in Washington, Illinois tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. And on tomorrow's Live and Local, it's Patrick Ball playing Celtic harp and telling some stories. He's going to be at the Heartland Gallery tomorrow evening in Urbana at 7:30. And also on tomorrow's show, what we originally had planned to have on today's show, a conversation with one of the owners at the Rock Home Gardens in Arcola, who are presenting their 17th annual Bluegrass in the Garden show on Saturday and Sunday of this weekend. It's Live and Local. Join us again tomorrow. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. We are a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features summer wines, followed by live music from 7 to 9 p.m.